We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we were up to the prohibition of dash, threshing wheat, the kernels, from the stalk. And we had learned about how squeezing out juice from a fruit would also fall under the category of dash. And then we discerned between fruits that are ordinarily squeezed for their juice and fruits that are not. And then we discussed the idea of squeezing the juice into a solid food so that it really has very little time in this world. As a liquid, it goes from the solid fruit onto the solid food. And we discussed where that would be permissible. And then we went on to discuss sucking the fruit in your mouth. That's not a problem so long as the fruit is in your mouth completely. Now we're up to another discussion, and that is, if you have fruits or vegetables that absorb liquids, gam ba'ochlim shebal'u mashkim, if you have foods, let's say, if you guys did this as kids, but we did, you take your challah and dip it into the wine. So now your challah gets soaked with wine. Haynu shelo haya mashkeh b'hem batolada, meaning you're taking something that did not naturally have a liquid in it. Uchegon shlakot opat shenishu b'mashkeh. So an example of that would be sometimes you cook something and it gets filled with liquid. Or our example, you dip your bread in some liquid. Yesh aschitatam isus. And then it would be prohibited to squeeze them out. Okay, so we know it would be prohibited to take a napkin and wipe down the table and squeeze out the water. That we know. But here, even if you took a challah and squeezed out the grape juice and dried up grape juice, and then squeezed that out, aside from the issue that we don't use food as a tool for cleaning, there's also the Shabbos issue of squeezing it out. And there's a difference between squeezing out something like this and squeezing out something that naturally has a liquid. Shekan bishlakot eni sur schita, rak shetzrich lemeimeihem. That, let's say, what would be a good example of this? Let's say you take out a pickle, and your pickle is filled with vinegar or brine. So that pickle did not naturally have that brine. When you're going to squeeze it out, so you're squeezing out some of the liquid it absorbed. So in this instance, we say, when is it prohibited to squeeze out liquid from a fruit? When is it prohibited? When it's the natural part of the fruit? That's one thing. But what happens if it's not the natural part? When it's not the natural part of the fruit, when it's a liquid that was absorbed, so then the prohibition is only when you need that liquid. When you're squeezing it out for the purpose of collecting the liquid that would come out, let's say, of the pickle. But let's say you're squeezing out the pickle because you want to eat the pickle. You take out a slice of pizza and it's filled with oil and you want to squeeze out the oil. Okay, there. I don't know if that's a good example because maybe the oil is a part of the cheese. I'm not sure. Not sure if they add that or they don't, where that comes from. But so you want it, you're squeezing out your pickle to get, you don't need the juice. You want to eat the pickle with less juice. So you have a food that does not have a natural component of the liquid. It has absorbed the liquid and you want to eat that food without the liquid. I think they have that. I don't eat fish, but I think in herring they have that, right? That sometimes the herring is too filled with the salt water. So then in kanisur, that's not prohibited. So then you could even take, let's say, squeeze out the juice into a bowl, because you're not interested in the juice. The fact that the liquid collects in a bowl doesn't interest us. So again, when I have a food item that absorbed a liquid, it's not the natural liquid in the food item, and I'm going to squeeze out that liquid, if I do not have an interest in that liquid, all I want is the food item with less liquid or without liquid, that's okay. Even if the liquid collects in a cup or a bowl. Yes?
Is